This is Utah Public Radio. We are back in studio with our film guru, Casey T. Allen. Hi, Casey.
Hello, I'm back.
And you saw Disney's live-action film, Dumbo. This film opened a bit under what was expected, still grossed about $45 million at the box office over the weekend. And critics have been mixed. Can't wait to hear your take.
As part of Disney Film Studios' path to taking over the world this year with numerous films scheduled for release in the coming months, Dumbo is the studio's first mediocre step in this path for 2019. This Tim Burton film is adapted from the animated Dumbo film released in 1941 during the golden age of Disney animated films. Dumbo was only the fourth animated feature film Disney produced, after the historic feats of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Pinocchio, and Fantasia. This live-action Dumbo is a nice surprise because it doesn't simply tell the same story we already know, with more visually rich window dressing. Dumbo starts off with the awkward baby elephant born with oversized ears who learns to believe in himself and use his ears to fly. But the film explores this endearing underdog tale further by introducing a greedy capitalist who takes Dumbo and his gang to Coney Island for fame and fortune. While the film is packed with dazzling Art Deco design and nostalgic nods to the beloved songs from the 1941 film, none of the characters are well developed, nothing in the plot is unexpected, and nothing feels special.
All right, somewhat mixed on this one.
It was okay, yeah. I mean, kids will still like it, and families will think it's fun, but it just didn't quite reach its total potential.
All right, thank you.
My pleasure.
Morty's fucking, I had a crush.